USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is making remarks at Fort Hood, Texas, speaking about the killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Thanks to the decisiveness of your commander-in-chief, the world's number one terrorist leader was brought to justice. The leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is dead.
Cal Fire officials say the Kincaid Fire in Northern California has now grown to more than 75,000 acres and is 15% contained. Cal Fire Division Chief Jonathan Cox says firefighters will be concentrating their efforts in containing the fire today and tonight in Sonoma County.
That will be the task this evening when that one comes through, and that's why you'll see a significant number of resources in place around those communities.
He also says more than 90,000 structures are still threatened by the fire. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
For the ninth day, Chicago Public School students are missing school after teachers walked out on them and are continuing to be on strike for better pay and conditions. Chicago Chief Education Officer LaTanya McDade on the progress that's being made in negotiations.
The proposals that the union has put forward would either significantly reduce the number of instructional days throughout the school year or decrease instructional minutes within each day.
House Republicans are still not happy with Democrats over the impeachment inquiry.
They admitted finally that they were wrong this entire process, and they still can't come up with an agreement of what due process is. Just shows what a sham, the waste of time this has been.
That's House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, during a Capitol Hill briefing on Tuesday. McCarthy also says there's more important legislative work that's being neglected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Following President Trump's criticisms of Chicago's sanctuary city policy, Acting ICE Director Matt Albence backs the president Tuesday, saying immigration is unfortunately becoming too politically motivated.
Well, he certainly made his point, and I hope that the leaders of not only Chicago, but these other sanctuary cities are paying attention. Unfortunately, this has become an issue in which politics are continually being placed over public safety and the safety of our citizens.
And as far as what it would take to break this cycle, Albence tells Fox News,
hopefully it would take the politicians that run that city to wake up and realize that this is a tremendous public safety risk, that criminals every single day are walking out the doors of their jail facilities, back out onto the streets, and back out to commit further crimes. We have seen the recidivism rates among certain groups of criminal illegal aliens to be as high as 70%. So these are individuals that are not one-time criminals. These are recidivist criminals.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are mourning the death of two former lawmakers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
Two lawmakers passing away, former North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan dying at the age of 66. Back in 2016, she contracted a tick-borne illness which caused brain inflammation, making it difficult for her to speak and walk. And John Conyers, the longest-serving black congressman, dead at the age of 90. He founded the Black Caucus. He died in Detroit. Conyers serving in Congress for 53 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.